Coming up to 7 minutes past eight, and here once again with what it says in this morning's papers is Sinead Egan.
News that Ireland is to mount a joint bid with the UK to host the 2030 FIFA World Cup is carried on the front of the Irish Times and the Irish Independent this morning. The Irish Times reports that the plans to bid for the tournament were first revealed in an interview given by Boris Johnson, published in a UK newspaper last night. Confirming that Ireland would be part of the bid once formally launched, a spokesman for the Taoiseach said, "We look forward to further extensive engagement and collaboration as we seek to refine our hosting proposal in the coming months." And a joint statement from the football associations of the five nations concerned, the FAI and the associations of England, Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland, say that staging a FIFA World Cup would provide an incredible opportunity to deliver tangible benefits for our nations. COVID halts 1 million hospital appointments is the lead story for the Irish Independent, above a report which outlines what the paper describes as the lethal toll the pandemic is having on non-COVID hospital care. New figures released today from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association show that 200,000 fewer outpatient and inpatient appointments are expected this year, which comes on top of the 723,000 which did not go ahead last year. Elsewhere, on the Examiner's front page, Elaine Loughlin reports that a letter from the Fianna Fáil Common in Slane is calling on Taoiseach Micheál Martin to stand aside from the leadership of the party. The letter is understood to have been sent to Fianna Fáil TDs and senators and says the party needs someone with fire in his or her belly and a leader who will reignite our pride in our great party. The Irish Times leads on the story that the government is to consider tighter rules on overseas travel, detailing how Justice Minister Helen McEntee is expected to seek government approval to extend an existing ban on visa-free travel from South Africa and most South American countries due to the threat posed by COVID-19 variants. And on the front of the Examiner, the story that Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ronan Glynn poured cold water on the prospect of vaccination passports, saying it was too early at this point to discuss the utility of it. This came after the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said yesterday that she would present a plan for a COVID vaccination passport or digital green pass on the 17th of March. There's plenty of coverage of reaction to the fallout from horse trainer Gordon Elliott's admission that the photograph of him sitting on a dead horse is real. The Irish Daily Mail reports that speaking on RTE 2FM's Game On, co-host Ruby Walsh said that when he looked at the photograph, he felt angry, adding, "I felt embarrassed for my sport and I felt very sad myself." While Tracy Pickett told Liveline yesterday that she was completely gobsmacked by the image. Elliott faces Cheltenham ban is the lead headline for the Irish Daily Mirror. The Mail also has the story that fears are mounting for Britain's Prince Philip as the 99-year-old royal was moved to a specialist heart unit after 2 weeks in hospital. The story is alongside an article which says that Buckingham Palace is bracing itself for shocking revelations from Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's tell-all interview with Oprah Winfrey, which is due to be broadcast in the US on Sunday. The release of teaser trailers by the network CBS is covered in several papers. We're told by the Mail that although Ms. Markle doesn't speak in the clips, she nodded knowingly when Oprah said nothing was off limits. We're also told that she's wearing a bracelet that looks remarkably similar to one which belonged to Prince Harry's mother, Princess Diana.